Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
He scores!
Now, Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, on that Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk fight, here's Chris Pronger with a little backup and some background.
Well, it was great. They were brawling in the room all the time.
You know, this is when they were kids, by the way.
I remember one time Brady broke his finger, and it didn't even faze him. He just broke his finger and just...
In the dressing room? Where?
Well, I don't know how, even if he got it caught in a door or... Uh-huh. I don't know, and I looked down, it's crooked, and he's kind of cried, but not really. He was only like 4 or 5, maybe.
He's still messing around with his brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was just sat in Walt's locker and just kind of hung out and... Uh-huh. Kind of almost like he was taking a couple deep breaths and regrouping.
Uh-huh, yeah. So that kind of carried out of the ice a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think when you watch both of them, you see a lot of Keith in them and where they go. They get to the front of the net and do a lot of their work there. But I think their passion for the game and how hard they play and the physical nature that they play with, they certainly were paying attention when their dad was playing.
I know you're playing for Sorry,
just I so you... I write it right, did he break his finger in there or just
happened? I don't know. It was, he was... It was in the locker room. He broke it, I think.
Okay. Yeah. But he was messing around with it.
Still. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure I got it.
Yeah. Lots. Lots. We didn't have a kid policy.
I know you were playing.
Chris Pronger at the alumni media availability talking to reporters about that fight between Brady Tkachuk and Matthew Tkachuk back when they were kids in the Blues dressing room. And how cool. Did you see the picture, by the way, of those two sitting up on the boards and Keith, their father, on the ice as an all-star looking at them? And now here they are as all-stars years later. I mean, what a great story that is between father and sons. It is a very special time to be a Blues alum, and the Blues have a very strong alumni base. Here's Curtis Joseph. He's watching number 50, Jordan Binnington, do some very special things. Remember that playoff game where Cujo stopped 63 shots to beat the Blackhawks, one of many great Blues moments. Cujo on Binnington.
I remember, Jordan, I went to a goalie school at, I think I was 35 years old, just to learn the new style and how to play on my knees a little better. And he was at that goalie school at the time, so I knew of him. Then I kind of followed him to the OHL. Anytime a goalie, dons a mask, honors you with something like that, it makes you feel pretty good, pretty special. It's a great honor, and he's a great kid, and he's a great story. It was actually a tremendous story last year.
What do you think of his goalie style? Or his style?
No, he's good. He's covers a lot of net, and he's very athletic. So he's got a nice combination, and he's following it up with another good year this year. So that's great. He spent a little bit of time in the minors, and obviously it really helped him. But he's to have a championship club, you need great goaltending, and he provided it last year.
The Blues have that in Jordan Binnington. Binnington tells a story, actually, that when he was in the minor leagues, he was in the AHL and was about to make his AHL debut, he had to leave the room so his teammates wouldn't see that his hands were shaking. That's how nervous that he was. And he didn't want them to know how nervous he was because they'd say, oh, boy, here we go. This kid comes up. Now he's going to blow this game for us. And now you have Binnington, who's as confident as any player in the league. His famous line last year, "Do I look nervous?" carried him all the way to a Stanley Cup. And here he is on Friday in the skills competition, winning that event as a goaltender on the save streak. This is some player, and I believe, even though he's already won the Stanley Cup, that there is so much ahead for Jordan Binnington. Here he is.
Well, I got the text asking me what kind of, you know, what song I want to play, and it took me a little bit. And I texted my buddy, who I go to for a, he's got something for everything. One of those guys, Jordan Schmaltz, and he came up with Pony by Genuine, and I threw it on to make sure, you know, threw it onto my phone, and kind of got me moving a little bit. So I thought it was a good call, and I don't know if they put the lyrics out there, but we had the beat. I was trying to take a look in the stands. I was hoping people would be feeling it a little bit more, but it's all right. It's all good fun, and it's a cool thing to kind of be able to have some creativity towards your brand or your personality. And overall, it was just a fun night tonight, and I think everyone did a great job.
This is Jordan Binnington talking to reporters after the skills challenge on Friday night.
I mean, once I'm done, I don't think I'm putting this pads back on, so I don't blame him for not doing it. But it would be cool just to see how he is, and I'm sure he'd have his old habits of how he performs and his technique, and he was so fun to watch. So, but it is cool, you know, seeing. It would have been good to see Hully do a little more than one shot, but might be all he has in him these days. When everyone's in town, when he's got a lot of friends in town, it might be all he has in him. But he's a great guy, and he's a lot of fun, and you know, the boys love having him around and seeing him. So it just goes to show how special the city of St. Louis is, with the alumni coming back and enjoying themselves, and just really expressing how much they love this city. And you know, it was good for the fans to be able to see them back on the ice in St. Louis. And yeah, overall, just well done.
Fergus plays out when he plays.
Yeah, I would do
he
the
plays
same.
Plays out like when you, if you're just screwing around with your friends or whatever, you have to play out.
Yeah.
Why do all goalies think they're so good out?
Because we are.
Oh really? Yeah.
Well, you got a mind for the game. I think you see more, and you can make reads and trust your hockey sense. But yeah.
Are you good out though? Like, are you?
I'm not bad. Yeah. Maybe when I'm done, I'll throw out some content of me working. You know, I'd probably give Biebs a run for his money. I would say.
Jordan Binnington, who's going to be facing Justin Bieber this summer when the Biebs comes to town. Here's more of Binnington. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I ended up getting moved into a place with a kitchen after about a month and a bit. And, you know, this city of St. Louis, you know, everyone's pretty friendly. And I was happy with where I was at, you know. Just got used to it, and the city's grown on me so much, being able to spend some time here. But yeah, it's overall, it's been a great experience here.
Did you move into something more permanent over the summer, or did you just stay where you were?
You're trying to find out where I live?
No, not at all.
No, I switched. Yeah, I moved into a new condo and coming into the season, find my own spot.
Yeah.
Found my own spot, and I enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay.
I miss messing with
him.
Anything else?
Yeah. Ernie's still around.
Talking about the alumni here.
What sticks to us most is probably how much they enjoy the city of St. Louis, and really opens up our minds, and just to appreciate where we're at right now, and we're very fortunate.
I love listening to Jordan Binnington, and he is so connected to the city now. These guys are rock stars, and it's just the beginning. When they win the Stanley Cup, that year was very special, 2019, but they will have that with them and the connection with our city for the rest of their lives. When they are years from now, they'll be coming back doing reunions here in St. Louis. When you win a Stanley Cup, when you win a championship, you're connected forever. That's why it saddens me a little bit more about the Rams, because 20 years ago, they won the Super Bowl, and they should be here. They should be here in St. Louis celebrating that right now. And that's part of when the Rams moved to Los Angeles, that hurts, because it feels like they don't have a home right now. The Marshall Faulk and Kurt Warner and Orlando Pace and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce, like, they should be here in St. Louis right now celebrating before they go to the Super Bowl, that 20 years ago winning the Super Bowl. Let's take a quick break. I'll tell you, someone that we celebrate constantly is Layla Anderson. She is a tremendous human being, and I had a chance to talk to her about her experience. I go one-on-one with Layla Anderson when we come back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. A whole lot to come from All-Star Weekend here in St. Louis.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
We are behind the scenes at Stiefel Theater. This is media day. This is where the working media kind of packs up their stuff, and we just experienced a pretty cool thing up on stage with all the players in the NHL All-Star Game, and Layla Anderson was part of the questioners out there. You got around and visited a lot of your favorite Blues, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I got to ask a lot of questions kids would want the answer to hear. I'm partnering with Upper Deck, and this year for the 2020 All-Star, I am the kid correspondent for Upper Deck, asking kind of kid-related questions to these NHL players.
They couldn't have made it better. Where was KMOX on this? Why didn't we go after Layla Anderson? So let me ask you, first of all, the Upper Deck cards that you are going to have to promote be the match.
Yes, this hockey card is special. We are debuting it tonight and Sunday at noon at Fanfare. And it's special because the back is just kind of trying to support Be the Match and kind of represent my story. This card isn't for the sales or like as any other hockey card would be, like a rookie card. This is kind of a hockey card representing my story and trying to just get more people to understand why Be the Match is such a big organization and how Be the Match can save many people's lives and how it's helped me get to where I am today.
So you're out there on stage today with all the players and everybody knows Layla, but you got to work and you were asking some good questions. I saw you with Jordan Binnington, first of all, grilling him a little bit.
Yeah, it was really cool to kind of hear the personal side outside of the normal hockey questions and kind of get to know a little, like what their favorite TV show is or who has the worst smelling gloves on a team, or do you like to play pranks on your teammates, and just kind of get to know the little personal side of these NHL players and get to have them smile for a question aside from all news and media questions.
Layla, you're very busy. I mean, you have school. There's a lot. Although it's snowing, you might get the day off tomorrow. It's possible.
Yeah, I'm praying that tomorrow we do have a snow day. My school has a thing where if we hit 10 snow days, then we only have to make up one snow day. And I think we're at like 8 or 9. So I'm pretty sure if it's iffy tomorrow, we have a snow day. And if my school is watching this right now, please, can we have a snow day tomorrow? Please.
We'll do our best, actually, to send the message. Last thing. You have a lot of demands on your time. I know that. And you're doing so many great things. What is your favorite thing to do? What is the perfect day, the perfect night for Layla Anderson?
The perfect day would probably see a Blues afternoon game on a Saturday. I would say go to St. Louis Children's Hospital and probably visit some kids and just kind of catch up with some of my friends at St. Louis Children's Hospital. And then I would say going to dinner with my family and just kind of spending some time with my family and getting to enjoy life a little.
You're the best. Great to see you. The winner of a Musial Award also.
Yes.
Layla Anderson. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
She is the best. Layla Anderson with me over the weekend. How about this? Thursday night, they packed Centene Community Ice Center for an alumni game. Remember Busch Stadium? They drew, about 40,000 for that alumni game on the Winter Classic. Here, Centene Community Ice Center, a smaller venue, was jam-packed for All-Star Weekend. And with that and more, here's one of my daughter's favorite broadcasters, she tells me. She said, besides you, Dad. She loves Darren Pang with our Joe Pot.
Everybody that went out to Centene and Maryland Heights and watched the alumni and, some of the greats that played for St. Louis and some of the greats that just played around the league, and just the response and the sold out venue and the excitement and then the players start sprinkling in and they do the media interviews, and that's always fun because then you're watching different outlets, you're listening on the radio, and you can, you really get a better feel for some of the guys that you don't know much about, because this isn't about, the animosity or the, the hatred of a team that you don't like because they play against the Blues. This is really about a bunch of great players that are coming into your city and hopefully enjoying your restaurants and going out and saying hello to some people. So it's just begun. But I think having the alumni game and honoring the past was just a great way to start the All-Star weekend. And I think this is something that we lost that a little bit. And now for it to come back, I think it's going to be really good for the former players and obviously for the, for whatever city the All-Star game's in, Joe, because, there's still a lot of players that people have a relationship with, and they can really enjoy that part of it with some of the alumni as well.
And I think sports is a unique venue almost to keep that connection to the past, to past generations. We know, obviously, how much this cup run meant to generations of St. Louis fans. And I agree with you that it's such a cool thing to connect using using the alumni players.
Yeah. I mean, the alumni, they were every bit a part of the celebration in the cup win. And they know that obviously any of us that played and never won, we know we didn't win, but just to have, have that so close to you and know that, for some of these guys, the sweaters they wore, the blue note, are now Stanley Cup champions. I think that everybody's going to be intertwined for that. But, what I like about the alumni, Joe, is that, they're guys that came in that, like the drop of the puck, for example, like there's Red Berenson, with the, taking the face off and then scoring a goal as an 80-year-old.
Right?
And then he's taking the opening face off with Guy Carboneau, who's just inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he wasn't a longtime Blues player, but he was a Blues player. And that to me was pretty cool.
Very, very cool indeed. Talking about the All-Star game, of course, Craig Berube is the head coach of the Central Division. Is he going to start four Blues in that starting lineup?
He should, and I don't see why he wouldn't. He can do whatever he wants. He's the head coach of the Central. So, if you were Craig Berube, would you?
Oh my gosh!
Would you fault him for that? No,
without a doubt.
I think this is that's what makes this so unique, is that they're the defending Stanley Cup champions in their hometown with their head coach, with their goalie, with their captain, with their Conn Smythe and Selke Award winner, and then with a player that deserved to be in anyway, although he was voted in by the fans, he really deserved a spot in the All-Star game. So, no, I'm fully expecting that all the way.
And that's Darren Pang with Joe Pott, and that is exactly what happened. Here's Alex Pietrangelo, the Blues captain.
Alex, as far as the starting lineup, did you just leave it to Chief to know that he was going to make the right decision, or did you guys have to say anything to him?
He better have picked. I mean, he asked me before the game. I was like, you really have one job, is to start us. So don't mess it up. So glad he got that one right. Except played us against McDavid. So,
yeah,
it wasn't ideal.
It was pretty cool to see, though, the introductions several times throughout the night with those. Here's more with Panger.
That would be awesome. Let's talk about after the All-Star break. It's a quick turnaround for those guys that are in the game because Monday it's right back to work. You've got Vancouver and Calgary back-to-back. You've got Edmonton coming up later in the week. For the way this first half of the season, first half, if you will, ended with a couple of losses, how motivated is this team to get back to work for real?
I believe that having a mature team that knows when to, get back to business, I've seen this team really respond after a break. Their record after two or three days off in the last couple of years is extraordinary. So that tells me that they don't just come back after a break and be, all right, we'll just dip our toes in the water and we'll get ourselves back. They're not that way. So, yes, I do believe that there was a little stinging after effects after, the way that they lost some games. But I do believe, though, Joe, that they liked the game that they played in Colorado. I thought they played a hard game. They had it in control. They gave up, two goals in 20 seconds. But other than that, that was a playoff-style game. I enjoyed that game watching it. I think that set a real good tone for the work ethic and how they had to play to be successful. But, you're right, though. You go back to St. Louis. Now you turn around on Sunday. You fly all the way to Vancouver. and then on Monday you play. Then bang, you're right there playing against Matthew Tkachuk and the Calgary Flames, and that's not an easy turnaround. Then you have the 2 days off, and then you really regroup again for Edmonton, and then for Winnipeg, where Alexander Steen will play his 1,000th game.
Fantastic milestone there for him. Let me ask you, what do we know about Sammy Blais' return? Do you expect to see him coming out of the break?
I personally do, okay. And that's only me. That's not a medical assessment. But in discussing things with Sammy Blais prior to the break, knowing how close he was practicing, you know, going down to the American Hockey League and getting some practices in with them during this break keeps him up to speed. And so my expectation, especially since they lost the last couple, that's when Craig Berube's not afraid to switch up things. If they would have won the last couple of games, then maybe Sammy Blais waits his turn. And until something, you know, negative happened that he wouldn't get in the lineup, but I believe this would be the right time to get him in, and you'd have a fresh body, an eager player, and obviously a really good player. I'm really looking forward to seeing Sammy Blais. I've missed him, and I think the team has missed him, especially in that top nine as a power forward and getting in on the forecheck and the kind of plays that he can make.
And you and I have talked about it before, and it bears repeating, but really, Craig Berube deserves so much praise for the way he reads this team and understanding, okay, here's a time to bring back a Sammy Blais, or here's a time to keep that lineup and keep that roster as it is. He's so good at kind of gauging where this team is.
He has a really good feel for not only the off days, but also the in-game adjustments, when it's necessary to make a change. And he pushes the right buttons in not allowing the players to get off scot-free. You know, if a game's not going his way, he doesn't want them to just wither away into the night. He wants them fighting and scrapping and clawing and seeing if they can't, you know, get back into the game. The other part of it is I like the fact that he's loyal to the players that are on the roster if you're winning. And he's not apt to change. He's stubborn that way in a good way. And until you lose a game or until the game's really falling apart, that's when another player gets an opportunity. So he does give players a golden opportunity to stay in the lineup. And then obviously if you're out, you got to be careful, because when you're out, like Mackenzie McEachran last year, you never get back in. Mackenzie didn't get back in. All he did was have two bad games, and he never got back in, and they won a Stanley Cup. So that's what players are afraid of. They don't want to be the guys that are left out.
We'll hear more from Darren Pang tomorrow morning when he joins me on Total Information AM. He's with me every Monday and Friday and on Sports Open Line every evening. We'll take a quick timeout. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX continues as we take a look around the St. Louis area and the impact the NHL All-Star Game has had on other sports, auto racing, Cardinals, and MLS. That's next on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
It's 11:36. We get to spend a few minutes with the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, Chris Blair, who I know has felt the impact of this NHL All-Star Weekend. How are you, Chris?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been a great week to be in St. Louis, hasn't it?
You're darn right it has. The NHL, I know, has a huge relationship with Honda. Honda's name has been all over this All-Star Weekend. Firestone, Bridgestone, NBC does the IndyCar races. In fact, when we had the IndyCar in town, we had a great collaboration between the NHL and IndyCar and NBC, and we were spending some time with Bomarito Automotive Group in their suite at Enterprise Center. It's great how that all comes together, isn't it?
I tell you what, it's great. And one thing, you know, he doesn't get enough credit, but Gary Bettman is really open-minded when it comes to working with other sanctioning bodies and groups to promote his sport. And you don't see that with the NFL for sure, because people have tried to do that. So what he's done there and being willing to work to attract new fans and crossover fans is tremendous. And it's obvious he really likes St. Louis. So I know Gary isn't always the most popular commissioner, especially if you're from Canada, but he seems to be really in love with St. Louis. He really deserves a lot of credit.
I agree with you. When I did the event with Mike Claiborne, who was emceeing the event, I was just basically attending and doing some interviews and watching Claibs do his thing. He had Gary Bettman up on a panel with Kim Davis, the executive vice president of the NHL, and Jamal Mayers, and Blues chairman and governor Tom Stillman, and they were talking about diversity and inclusion, which I want to ask you about with your track as well. I know is a big push, but Bettman joked that he was visiting a real estate broker in town to maybe get a condo in St. Louis. That's how often he's here. We want him around all the time, you know. But isn't it something how St. Louis, it just not overnight, because it took a lot of work, but there's just a different feel around here right now, isn't there?
Oh, it's tremendous. And, you know, that's the thing that we're hearing when we're talking to the different groups, whether it's IndyCar, NASCAR, NHRA, they see the buzz that's going on here. And a lot of people are excited about this town, and it's great for us with what we're trying to accomplish to have it all working. So it's great.
How about the fact that the auto show is the same weekend as NHL All-Star Weekend, and you have displays both at America's Center and at Union Station at the Fanfare? Tell us what fans can see out there.
Well, over at the Fanfare, it worked out just perfectly. As you mentioned, there's a lot of crossover between the different sponsors of IndyCar and NHL. And they had a specially themed car for the All-Star Game IndyCar that was on display over at Fanfare. Graham Rahal, who's been a big supporter of what we do here at the racetrack and races in the Bomarito 500, he was over there yesterday and participated in a lot of the celebrity events here this weekend. So it really enabled us to have a presence in two locations. And then over here at the auto show, which is continuing on today, we have Indy show cars. We have some vintage Indy cars, funny cars from NHRA, NASCAR vehicles, a little bit of everything. Plus, we have all of our fan guides and giveaways that we're putting out there so people can know the dates of everything that's coming up this season.
You have a lot coming up, including the fact that you're going to hold NASCAR and IndyCar on the same weekend. Tell us about that collaboration.
Well, we're really excited about that one because, you know, we've been trying to grow the presence of the camping and the festival atmosphere for the venue here and for the city. In the past, there's never really been a big emphasis on the camping component and, you know, spending the weekend here at the track just because the facility was so small when Curtis first bought the track. And now he's expanded it out. He has 600 acres, and we're going to be developing camping and putting a big emphasis on that. And to get people to come here and take it all in, there's a huge crossover between those different groups of fans. And now they can come in here, see a great show on Friday. Then on Saturday, again, it's action-packed from start to finish. We've added the ARCA Midwest Tour as a support race for IndyCar, along with the Road to Indy program, the vintage IndyCars. So fans can really take in a huge festival of speed over a two-day period here in St. Louis.
And finally, Chris, we talked to the NHL this weekend about diversity and inclusion, how they want everyone to feel welcome and comfortable inside their buildings and at their events. I've been working closely with Ozzie Smith on PGA Reach, and a big foundation of PGA Reach is diversity and inclusion, that everybody should have the opportunity to play the game of golf, and that's just part of what they're doing there. And Worldwide Technology, that is a big name in St. Louis and around the world, is a big part of what you do. And I know that David Stewart has been very poignant about the fact that he wants everybody to have the opportunity to see a race, to attend a race, to be at the racetrack. What sort of things is the racetrack doing to expand on that as we head into 2020?
Well, that was the mission that Curtis Francois, the track owner, started out on when I first got here, and we started working with NASCAR. NASCAR has a great program of Drive for Diversity, which they're trying to develop crew members, racers, and fans from all walks of life. And we've been working closely with the Jackie Joyner Kersee Foundation and the JJK Center for the last several years to bring kids to the races and to get them up to speed through the Acceleration Nation education program on what racing is all about. So once we joined forces with the folks from Worldwide, it's opened a lot of doors for us. This year, we have a huge new charitable organization with Raceway Gives that we're going to be going out with a new STEM education vehicle, taking it to a lot of the areas throughout the community that may normally never know anything about racing, just to try to show them what we have here and how close it is here and make them feel welcome to come to the races. And we're making some tremendous strides, and thankfully we have Dave's involvement. We're leading the charge throughout the whole industry of motorsports as far as racetracks go, of opening those doors.
Chris, we really appreciate it. We'll see you at both the auto show, fan fair. You're all over the place. And if people want to go to WWT Raceway and all of their social media platforms and online at their website, they can learn more about a very exciting 2020. And I'm excited about what's to come, that's for sure. Thanks for spending a few moments with us on KMOX.
All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
Great to talk to Chris Blair, the GM of the racetrack. Boy, the NHL All-Star Weekend brings in media, personalities, big sponsors, big names. Everybody's paying attention to St. Louis. And a lot of questions I got about MLS and about the stadium. Where is it going to be? What's the future of St. Louis moving forward 2 years from now? Those questions will be answered next by Carolyn Kendall Betts herself with Chris Zimmerman and Bill DeWitt Jr. on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back. Tom Ackerman with you. 1 week ago, the Baseball Writers' Dinner. It's very rare that you can get three powerful people from the three professional, major professional franchises, I should say. XFL is definitely here. But here are the big names, and leading into it is Post-Dispatch columnist Ben Fredrickson, and then a roundtable with me at the St. Louis Marriott Grand.
Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber stood on a stage at the Palladium in late August and said the words he hoped to speak into existence for decades. Finally, St. Louis was a Major League Soccer city. Expansion team number 28 is coming to start play in a primarily privately funded downtown stadium in 2022, as long as state politicians get their act together. And if, with the woman that I'm about to introduce, I know they will. An effort for expansion team had stalled countless times before. It finally has reached the finish line thanks to the efforts of the MLS for the Lou Ownership Group, which has paired the power of civic pride of the Taylor family and the Kavanaugh families to present the league's first ownership group that is primarily led by women. Whether it is pitching the potential of St. Louis to Don Garber, promising to pick up a hammer and a nail for construction purposes, or steering city and state leaders in the right direction, Carolyn Kendall Best has carried the drive and the determination that made her so successful in the business world into the sports world. The Kathy Burns Beebe Award for Excellence in Women's Athletic is established in the name of a woman who, like the MLS for the Lou Ownership Group, became a force in athletics, period. Men's and women's, it didn't matter. Kathy Burns Beebe followed her dad, Bob Burns, the benchwarmer, as a sports writer and editor, and became the Sports Bureau Chief for the St. Charles Post. She would be proud to see her name attached to this. It is our honor to present to Carolyn Kendall Betts and the MLS for the Lou Ownership Group the Kathy Burns Beebe Award for Excellence in Women's Athletics.
Carolyn, come on over and have a seat. You can sit right here next to me. Carolyn Kendall Betts, ladies and gentlemen, and what a... Man, what a year. Did that really happen? Wow.
It did. I have 11 meetings on Monday to remind me that it did. But no, I mean, it's been a fantastic ride. And first of all, thank you, everybody, part of the St. Louis chapter of the Baseball Writers Association, for even considering me for something like this. Certainly this prestigious award. I'm in a very funny sort of looking through the pamphlet. St. Louis story, in 1995, my 7th and 8th grade PE teacher won Ellen Port. If anybody wants to know why I do not have a soccer career or a field hockey career, she might be a good person to call. But she very politely said maybe I should try a different sport. So, but hey, I ended up here. I'm happy about it. But it's an honor to receive an award with the people that have received this in the past.
Why MLS? Why did the family put all of its efforts towards MLS?
So it's funny because for years, my uncle has always said the Taylors will never own a professional sports team. So lesson learned, be careful what you say. But what it really came down to was my city, my family loves this city. And when looking around at things and opportunities we could do that would take the city to an international level, we just kept coming back to a soccer team. It's an international sport. A lot of the metrics that we see is it's very millennial. And with where we believe the city's going to go with the growing Hispanic, with the growing immigrant population, millennial population, we thought what better than to bring a third professional sports team. And I, for one, believe that St. Louis not only deserves it, we want it, but MLS wanted St. Louis too. And so it just, as the stars started to align, it became just a perfect opportunity for my family and the Kavanaugh family as well.
Made this city feel pretty strong, didn't it? Having an MLS team? As a matter of fact, we have a very special surprise to some of you. Some of you may know what we're going to do next, but we're going to complete this interview with a couple of other people. Let's bring in, ladies and gentlemen, more of our professional sports scene here in St. Louis. I'd like to present to the stage the chairman of the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill DeWitt Jr. And the CEO of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Zimmerman.
Hello.
Great to have you all here. And Mr. DeWitt, what does it mean to have another professional sports franchise in downtown St. Louis?
I think it's great. We all know this is a wonderful sports town. Soccer has been huge here. Growing up, my father used to take me to the college games, St. Louis U, and you know what it'll do for downtown and for the whole region is pretty special. So when you think about Busch Stadium and then the Blues and the new soccer stadium, it's really a great thing for the city.
Mr. Zimmerman, you will have quite the neighbor, an MLS stadium not too far away from where you are, right on the other side of Union Station, from that newly renovated Enterprise Center. That's some area of downtown.
Well, yeah, I think if you think about what's happened at Union Station, the work the Cardinals have done on Ballpark Village, the plans for this new stadium, we're going to have a downtown core with these three great facilities. And the energy and the vibrancy that it can help bring our city, I think, is really a critical part of what this opportunity is about.
Carolyn, why the practice facility, training grounds right there downtown as part of all of that? What was the purpose and the meaning to have all of that there?
Well, I think, first, it's a very large piece of property, but when we started doing some of our research and visiting different facilities, both here in the U.S. and looking outside, we realized there's nothing like that. We have not been able to find a city that has their main pitch, now that I know what that is, and the training facility right across the street. But we also found out that it's a great recruitment tool for young players. They don't have to travel far distances. But as I think Mr. DeWitt and Mr. Zimmerman have both said, it's just another way to continue to add life and vibrancy. And I think it's important to make sure that at least our area has programming on it more than just the 17 or 20 home games you have a year, but it's during the week. And being able to work with all these teams to create that whole corridor of a new destination, we can redefine it and bring just a whole new atmosphere and life down to that part of the city.
It's amazing what sports can do, Chris, isn't it? I mean, you sent a jolt through St. Louis. You win the Stanley Cup, and oh, it just so happens that the All-Star game is the following year. All-Star week this week, you'll have the NHL watching. St. Louis is definitely on the radar of everyone in the hockey world now. I know that makes you very proud. There's a significant impact on this community and this region in the area of hockey now.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it started, some of our momentum started when we were able to partner with the Cardinals when they hosted with us the Winter Classic at Busch Stadium. When I got to St. Louis, people used to say, what's it like being in a baseball town? And my response right from the start was, what a great thing to be down the street from one of the most iconic franchises in all of sports, for us to learn and to hold that out. And now I got this ring so that I can, so that we can start to think about going after number two. So,
Bill, you have some rings. And, you know, this is, you look out at this fan base. You know, look at them. I mean, connected through generations of Cardinals fans going way back. What does it mean to you to know, and how does the organization feel that it's a driver to the region year after year after year?
Well, we're really fortunate to have the fan base we have, and it enables us to do the kinds of things to win championships. And, you know, it started long before we came here back 100 years ago. And, you know, just, you're right, it's generational. Father would take his, or parents take their children to games, and it just keeps going. And fortunately, when we took over, we had that to build on, and we knew if we won that it would continue, and it's been terrific. I think we've been second in attendance to the Dodgers for a number of years, which is pretty incredible, and their ballpark's, of course, a lot bigger, not to mention the size of their city. But for St. Louis to be up well over 3 million every single year is pretty impressive.
So we have the Cardinals, the Blues, and the to be determined, and you're in the club. And it's really great to have all three of you up here, and we are honored to be able to give you this honor tonight at the Baseball Writers' Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
That was Carolyn Kendall-Betts, Bill DeWitt Jr., and Chris Zimmerman with me at the Baseball Writers' Dinner a week ago. What a week it's been. Man, let's have another good week. Appreciate everybody. Thanks to producer James O'Sullivan. I'm Tom Ackerman. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.